So he's like, no, that's not how it happened. I told them not to kill you. They were just supposed to subdue you. Whatever happened to the doctor is not my fault. Look, I cannot
control
these backwater assholes. I told them. And he like looks past Security to Higgs. He's like, no, I told them
not to. The second
he
doesn't just like straight up say no, I just grab a pistol off of Mr. S and just shoot at the guy. Even if it's a complete miss. I just take a shot from Mr. S.
Yeah, you shoot past him, and he's just like flinches and like cowers.
I put my hand out and say, please, there'll be time for that in a moment.
I'm doing it.
All right, take a shot. Go for it.
No. I say to Mr. S, I'm the one that does it.
I say, that's fine. Please just give me a minute with him. I say, you can die honorably with a bullet wound to the head or whatever Mr. Higgins hits, or I can start cutting into you from now until we get this ship off the planet, which could be hours from now. Who do you work for?
He says, this is incredibly short-sighted, Sicarian. You do not want to do this. I can be a very powerful ally.
You've got a fucking psychic in a goddamn wheelchair who's about to fucking go off. You better ask his fucking questions or I'm gonna fucking melt your face, motherfucker!
I go, Piani, eloquent as always.
Piani, I've missed you so much.
Fuck you!
Time is
you
up
owe
yet.
Me fucking 40,
I just sit there and like pet her hair.
You treated us kindly enough, so I will afford you these moments of painless existence. I need you to tell me, who do you work for?
He says, he looks at you, and you can see, like, he's like, I can't. There's conditioning. I couldn't even if I wanted to. It's just not possible.
I understand those techniques. Give me something of value, anything at all.
Mr. S, can I please?
Almost.
No, I don't want to kill him. I have a question for him.
Go ahead.
I pull out, I guess I take the gun off his side, and I put it literally like right up to this guy's temple. I'm just like,
yeah.
I believe you owe me some money, friend.
He nods like nervously. He's like, yes, of course.
No, right now, I saw that. Get your fucking little data pad out. And send me the goddamn money. I'll send you the fuck. I have the bank accounts in my head.
He's like, it's not my money. I can't just give it to you.
You can give me your money.
It has to go through channels. I don't have any. He's like, you can see him struggling to say something, but like you said, Scary, like you've seen people that are under conditioning.
Yeah.
Like he's trying as hard as he can to cooperate, but there are things like stopping him.
I turn back to, would I know anything about that in the sense that I know that it exists and that people can be conditioned like that?
I mean, I'm sure you've heard rumors of, like, the Madari Syndicate using, like, sleeper agents and stuff. It's all kind of spy movie shit.
I guess I turn to Mr. S with the gun still at this guy's head, and I'm just like, can this be broken? Can Piani do something with... We're going to get 5 million credits, and it would make all this fucking shitty month or however the fucking long we've been here worth it.
I'm not sure about the MES, but... it can be broken, but not with our resources, I don't think.
I turn back to the guys like, do you know how it can be broken?
He just shakes his head and he's like, look, I do know that there is an armored vehicle on its way here right now with backup. And I don't mean this as a threat, because if they see that I've been compromised, we are all dead. So please just put the gun away. I can talk to them. I can get us all out of here.
Oh. Reinforcements are on the way. Mr. Higgins, I believe Kovacs needs avenging.
Yeah, before he even, like... When he just goes, Mr. Higgins, I just take the shot and, like, blow this guy's head out.
Okay, he gets a, like, the first syllable of, like, please don't shoot me, and then you just... Poof, and,
yeah.
Yeah, he definitely dies.
I collect the data pad.
I unsling the rifle, I guess, and Uzi, and give it to... I give, like, the Uzi to Piani, and I give the rifle to... Mr. Higgins,
okay.
And say, we need to get to the ship, and then we can get out of here.
Where do you have... I don't know where the fuck we are. What? Fuck, man, I just lost 5 million credits. It's like, we know where we're going? Do you guys have a plan? Are we just walking there? What are we doing?
Piani, were you able to contact Pi?
Yeah, so I get the phone out again.
Yeah.
And I type, we're outside, but... You know, I don't know where we are. Where are you?
You get you get like a pop up that's like you know, like user 4747521 is trying to send you video. Do you accept?
Yes.
Okay, so the little like low res like feed pops up on the phone and turns sideways. You see the inside of a like a warehouse or a hangar or something maybe. There's like a couple of like bits of machinery kind of around, and Pi gives you like the full sort of sweep of the area, and then reply with I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to command Pi to leave the hangar and do a scan to try to locate us.
Okay. Pi gives you a like tactical overlay. It looks like there are like turrets pointed at the ship. But the reply comes back, worth it? Yes/no.
I say no. How about can you make a noise with the ship to help us locate where you're at? Danger is coming. Hurry.
Okay. You get a reply back how would I respond to this? Truth, help is on the way, and then you get an overlay of the system of like you get Alohaba and there's a like a ship transponder that is just like entering Alohaba's atmosphere now. It's in the shape of like a little like fancy looking kind of white Maltese cross. That's its little like logo, and it's approaching. And Pi is like replies with like, "Don't worry, everything will be fine."
I just reply, "Should I come to you or stay here?"
So Pi replies with, "Wait."
All right, I turn to Miss Sakari and Higgins, and I say, I know it doesn't seem like the right thing to do, but we need to just fucking wait and trust in Pi.
That motherfucker's the reason we're in here. That fucking piece of shit.
As he says that,
I grab a... I just kind of like, I nod and just let it go. I take a knife off of Mr. S. I put my hand on a knife and look at him to see if he'd...
Yeah, I nod.
Take the knife out, and I get down on the ground and take it, just jam it into the guy's socket, and eye socket, and just pop an eyeball out, then grab his data pad.
Okay.
And if gross. I can, like, I see if I can, like, unlock it and then put his eye up to it. Because I saw that's how he was unlocking it, right? That's what I saw?
It scanned his retina for sure.
Yeah, if I can, I see if it can scan it.
Okay. Make a luck check.
Okay.
Luck save.
Let's see. Roll. My luck is 14. 10. Can I reroll that or no? It's only skills.
No, it's just skills, yeah.
Fuck.
So no, it doesn't lock it. You still have it, and there are definitely, like, you know, because you're a criminal, you know, hackers who would be able potentially to crack it, but
sure.
you'll need to brute force your way in. Piani could probably take a look at it too.
Yeah, I guess when that doesn't go, I fucking take the eyeball and just throw it. I'm pissed off. I'm just like, Piani.
We're having a meltdown period of time here with
Mr. Yeah. I'm just like, Piani, he, this is his, he called whoever's coming, was he spoke through him through this pack. Can he do anything with it? It's some retinal scan. That was his eyeball. I just threw him. I'll go get it if you need it, but can he do anything with this? I just put it down in front of her.
If fucking Pi says that fucking help is coming, I'm going to trust in Pi. I could look at the data pad, but. I trust Pi.
I go over to the door to cover it, the one that the agent was looking through, I guess. And while looking through it, again, like an assault rifle up, kind of ready, I say to Piani, do we know the current status on the Swan Song? Do we have life support? Do we have what we need to get off this planet?
Actually, I don't.
I guess I respond back to Pi and just say, what's the status of the swan song? Like, have they modified the ship? Have they done anything to the swan song?
So you get back a report that shows a lot of, like, hull damage. Like, they've been trying to get in. But the systems of the ship are as you left them before.
Fucked.
Yeah.
but Pi responds, like, don't worry. Like, help is on the way.
And so I just relay that. They've been trying to access the ship. They've caused some hull damage. Systems are functional, minus, I think, what was not functional when we arrived. I'm not 100% sure that the swan song is going to be a reliable escape off the planet, but I do know that help is coming.
So you get a message from Pi that just says, they're here, happy smiley face. And then almost immediately you get a GPS like ping that shows you ostensibly where the ship is. It brings it up on the like map app on the phone. And you're maybe like a 10-minute drive from there if you could get a vehicle.
All right. We've got the location of the ship. Let's fucking go.
Wait. 1 second. I pick up the knife again. I go back at the guy and I carve out his other eye. I hold it up to the phone.
Try this one.
Yeah, see if anything happens. Like, fuck. Fuck this fucking piece of shit.
Looking out the door, is there vehicles or anything like that out there?
Yeah, there's like parked cars and stuff.
Piani, you think you can get one of those vehicles to work, or...
I fucking hack computers. I don't fucking hotwire cars.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a computer scientist, not a car jacker.
It's a fucking tech level 3 planet.
Do they have grav vehicles here or no?
No. They have like cars with wheels and stuff. But you know, it's like sci-fi planets. Wheels are like hexagons. Such an idiot.
What about you, Mr. Higgins, and all of your experience? Can you get one of those to work?
Yes, Mr. S, I can.
Then let's go. And I lead the way out.
I look at Piani as he walks by, and I'm just like, I can't do it. I don't know what I'm doing.
Look under the fucking visor.
We're going to do
the keys.
Yeah, like, thumbs up. We walk towards one of the cars. I just open the car and look in the visor.
Okay, cool.
I, like, throw the visor down.
I'm trying to figure what, like, make a, what's a good skill for,
luck?
Like, hotwiring a car? You can try to hotwire it first, and then, like, the chances of you being able to find a car with the keys, like, in it is going to be...
Wouldn't that be, like, either vehicle land or, like, tech pre-tech or something?
Yeah, probably vehicle land.
I don't have anything in that. What's that based off of, Int?
Yeah, I don't either, but also...
So, 2d6.
But also, it's a lower tech level, right? So you're used to more, like, complicated stuff. So I'll give you a +1 to the roll. You, like, find... What kind of car... Like, there's a couple of cars, and there's, like, a cargo van. Like, one of those little, like, Japanese-style vans.
The cargo van seems to be more shielded, right? Like...
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I go for that.
Try to jack a van? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, just make
a... Fuck. 5.
Okay. So you can get it started. No problem, but you have to, like, essentially break the window and, like, break off the steering thing and jam a knife in it, and the alarm is going off like crazy. There's no way you'll be able to hide the van. You'll probably attract, like, local law enforcement attention, but you can drive it. It's good to go.
Is there, in the car, is there anything worth of value in terms of a data pad or anything like that? Or a phone of any type?
There's some, like, cassette tapes and, like, an air freshener, but no, otherwise.
So if we drive it, you said we're gonna get attention? That's what you said?
Yeah, because it's nighttime and it's fairly quiet out. Well, it was, but now the car alarm is going off.
Oh, if it's going off, I'm just like, get, come on, get in the fucking car, let's go.
Yeah, knowing that help is coming, I have no problem with that.
Okay, all right. Scarion, anything you want to do before you leave?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So you jump in the vehicle, take off.
As they get in, before we even take off, Adam, I push the cassette tape in and push play. What plays?
Oh man, I don't know. some with banjos for sure.
Something with banjos.
Yeah, more like, yeah, like fast banjo. Some good getaway music for you. Yeah, it's like Hebrew grass. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the name of the band.
Hebrew grass.
Hebrew grass.
All right. Cool. So you rip out of there, and you get maybe two blocks away before you see in the one of the side mirrors a low kind of angular looking like six wheeled vehicle pull around the corner and come barreling towards you.
Yeah. As I see that, I'm just like, Mr. S, we got some company.
The vehicle's behind us?
Yeah.
We got one.
Does it look super armored and stuff?
Are all three of you in the front seat, or is somebody in the back?
Well, I'm in the back because I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
so.
You're in a wheelchair, right. Okay. It doesn't... No, I mean, it looks like an interceptor rather than like a tank or anything. Hmm. It's an extraction vehicle, not an assault vehicle.
I say just proceed. If it gets any closer, I'll have to deal with it.
If only I had my fucking thermal flares.
Do you wanna try and evade it there, Higgs?
Is it far? I guess I should have asked this earlier. Is it far enough away where I could take a stealth check and like park and let it go by, or should?
Because the alarm is going off.
Oh, the alarm's just fucking go. Brant, brant.
This isn't fucking Watch Dogs, JP.
Yeah, I was trying to pull a Watch Dogs. I played a game once where you could do that. Can I use tactics to know how to... I'm fucking reaching for straws here. Can I use tactics to, like, drive properly to where I know I can make a turn, but they can in this car, something like that?
Their vehicle is way more
Yeah, they're drivable. A fucking...
You're just going to need to gun it and try to, like, outrun them.
Out loud, I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna use the tactic. Just like go faster.
Yeah, you're gonna have to make a prayer oh, the Duke's hazard gun it.
Yeah, I just go.
Okay, cool. Make a vehicle land check.
God damn it. This is based off
use your
negative
decks.
One.
Use decks?
Yeah.
Fuck me, man. I'm just shitty at everything except talking. Five.
Okay.
Five.
Alright. So they don't
can't reroll?
I could. I'm rerolling.
Yeah, you can not going to be a
do it.
Yeah, you're
the ghost
12.
Of Victor.
Fuck.
Okay.
Reroll. Right.
So they're,
Higgins.
Actually, I couldn't have beat the 12. Yeah.
They're pulling up. They pull up beside you, and
reroll.
They don't like. They try to corral you, but they don't try to like drive you off the road. They don't shoot at you, but they're like aggressively like tailgating you and like pulling up kind of beside you, and they're following you.
And there are tinted windows. I guess we can't see who it is or anything.
Yeah. And you're getting closer to the locale you've led kind of out of the district that you're in, kind of gone through like a residential area, and you're pulling up towards you can see Higgs up in the distance, like a chain link fence with a big sign on it, like with a exclamation point, like it's obvious you can't read it, but it's obviously like a stay the fuck out of here sign.
Is it a car with tires and stuff?
Yeah.
I'd like to roll down the window and shoot the tires then.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Crackdown style, Jeff. Do it.
I don't know. I've never attacked with an assault rifle.
So, assault rifle, if you want to fire a burst, it'll give you a bonus to hit.
Yeah. We'll go fully automatic.
Okay. It's
just like I have projectile weapons 1.
Okay.
And then, what else?
So it'll be a plus. Let me just get the gun here. Here we go. Assault rifle. Okay, cool. So you'll get a burst fire. You get a +2 to hit. And I'll say it's armor. We'll give it armor 3 for how difficult it is. So you got a +5 plus your skill and any dex bonus you have.
I think 1 it's dex.
+6. Oh, you have a +1 to your dex too?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it's +7. So you get 20 or better to hit.
Ooh.
Oh
no! God,
so close. So you, you fire. They veer off to the side. You like shoot a line of shots in front of their tires, but they evade. Higgs, that gate, that fence is coming up fast. What do you want to do?
Is it strong enough and reinforced enough from my perspective that we're not going to survive the smash?
It's just a chain link fence.
Oh. Well, I turn the music up and fucking go faster.
All right. Cool. All right, so you gun it right through the fence. Everybody in the vehicle gets jostled pretty bad as you go over the speed bump hard. And you land. You can hear the vehicle, like, bottom out on the pavement. Securing, you can see, like, a shower of sparks shoot out the back. You're coming up on... There's only one building. It's, like, a big flat kind of warehouse, like an airplane hangar or something. As you do... There's a big, like, spotlight that drops down on the truck and on the vehicle behind you from above.
Oh, shit.
What do you want to do? You're being, like, tracked. There's, like, big white lights on top of the both vehicles.
Piani, is this us?
It's fucking help.
Well, should I stop? Ask Pyle.
No, keep fucking going.
Okay. I turn up the music again. Keep going.
Keep fucking going!
So
it's
over...
finally at a level that Sakarian can hear. He's faintly aware that there's some dim
Wait
music.
He starts just tapping his feet in the background to the fucking music.
So you don't hear the vehicle that's above you, but you do hear like a faint popping sound from up above. Like, like just this pop sound. And then there's a faint like whistle. Obviously, Sakarian, you can't really hear this, but there's an explosion behind the truck that pushes the truck forward, so it lands like between the two of you.
Yeah.
You see the black vehicle like veer off the path and like kind of like hit a pole or something and like stop. You guys come pulling up to the warehouse. What do you want to do? Two big front doors like shut on the warehouse.
I
have informed them that there are turrets within the hangar, just so they know.
Did you say that they would shoot us? What did you say?
I explained that I got a video pic from Pi that showed that there were turrets that were guarding the Swansong.
I start to like slow, like I. Do I see the car crash behind us?
You see it veer to avoid the missile or bomb or rocket or whatever and peel off.
It's
and then...
nighttime, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we can't stealth because... Can I fucking just, like, shoot the car to try to get the stupid engine to go off? Or, I mean, not the engine, the horn to go off?
No, it's yeah. Stealth is... I mean, if you abandon the vehicle, it's dark and you can hide, but...
Yeah, I guess I start to kind of like slow down. I turn the music down. I'm just like, if those turrets are active, should we just get out and go on foot from here? I mean, this fucking car is loud as fuck. I don't know how to shut it up. We lost them.
Yeah.
Of course,
if they're going to target us, we don't want to stand up to the turrets.
Okay, let's get out. Piana, can you get on the phone with Pi and figure out where the fuck we're going?
So I say we're here. Is it safe to enter?
You get back a little, like, thumbs up emoji.
All right. I tell them that Pi says it's okay to come in.
Well, I guess since we're on foot at this point, that was kind of a dumb call. I guess we just run towards the fucking thing.
Yeah, I mean, you're parked, like, near the door.
Yeah, we just start running for it.
You can see the vehicle, like, the door's opening, the stealth interceptor thing opening, and there's some guys getting out. They're dressed in like SWAT equipment, basically.
How many do we see?
There are four of them. So they're getting out, and they're armed and stuff. But they look a little like they're still adapting to the crash. Like they're getting out and kind of like figuring out what the fuck's going on. And then who's the first one through the door?
I guess probably I me. Would. Well, whoever's. I guess I'm pushing Piani. Mr. S is by himself, so Mr. S goes first.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Sakarian, you come through the door. Inside, you see the swan song. It's lit up by a ring of those like construction work lights pointed at it, like these big bright halogen, like so it's all white. And the ship looks like shit. Like you haven't seen it in a while, and it always looked like shit, but it looks especially like shit now. There's like burn marks all over the main port. And so you see that first, and then you also see the skylight, like the thing above, is open. And there's a vehicle kind of hovering, like one of those, like, it's like a, it's a much higher tech level vehicle than this planet has or is capable of having. It's like a stealth air vehicle, basically. Kind of like a hunter-killer from Terminator. It's got big rotors on it. Its cargo bay is open, and there's, like, black cabling running down into the hangar. There's about a half dozen, like, commando-looking dudes in the hangar. One of them brings its gun up. They see you and then puts it down, gestures to the others, like, round it up, we're getting the fuck out of here, and then starts walking towards you. And he's got black fatigues on. Yeah. He's got an armband with that white cross that I described before, and he's got like a mirrored like helmet.
I see that I'm completely outmatched, so it's just kind of a see what happens. I don't aim the gun at them or anything like that. I'm just kind of standing there.
Okay, so he walks.
It's across my chest.
He walks over and puts his hand up to his helmet, and the visor slides out of the way. He looks to be he's black. He looks like he's about 40 maybe. And he's got one, like, cybernetic eyeball, like, one obviously, like, chrome, like, eye. And he comes over and slings his gun, like, holds his gun in his left hand, puts his hand out, and he's like, Mr. Sicarian.
I greet him, I suppose.
Okay. He looks at you, and he's like, I'm sorry we couldn't be here sooner. Your ship is ready. I suggest we get out of here.
Who the hell are you?
We can talk about that later, please.
Okay.
So he turns to Higgs. So you're all kind of coming in. He turns to Higgs and he's like, I was told there were four of you.
One of
Fuck
us
you.
Has fallen.
That's my immediate response.
Yeah, by the way, we don't have a fucking pilot. So maybe it got someone who could fucking, you know...
He says,
take this craft into the air.
He turns and looks at you, Piani, and he's like, not to worry, L'Enfant can pilot the ship for you. They know what they're doing. Just get on board. They have coordinates. We'll meet
wouldn't
you on
task. Wouldn't we immediately ears perk to L'Enfant? Like, haven't we heard that before?
Yeah. Someone did.
Yes, we heard.
No, well, actually, no, none of you did. That was in the little.
That was
thing
in
the
intro. At the
Wait,
start.
No, yeah. No. Back, I'm talking like several episodes ago, wasn't Font mentioned?
It's possible that it was mentioned. I don't remember the context. We could look it up. But he just referred to someone that you don't know about, or like, who is that is an appropriate response to that, even if you hadn't heard it before.
Who is that?
He,
who the
he
fuck is that?
He kind of looks confused and is like, how you say, the spirit, machine spirit, the ghost in the ship.
Pi?
He's like, what?
I understand.
I just turn and I'm just like, Piani,
okay.
Shut the fuck up.
I understand. And I just say, okay.
Okay, so he like kind of hustles you to the ship as someone, one of his crew members, like the rest of them are like clipping back onto their cables to go back up onto the extraction vehicle. He's gonna stay down here with you. He's gonna go on the swan song with you, and then one of his other guys is by the door, like watching, and he starts firing some bursts and like getting shot back at. He, as you're all getting like the last person on the ship, Sicarian, I guess probably you, he says to you and like looks at the guy and he's like, Pierre will buy us some time. The rest, they're gonna return to the ship. I'm coming with you.
Okay.
And he nods, and the rest of you get back on the ship, and they just leave this dude behind to like fight these guys off. And what do you do when you get on the ship, Piani, for example?
I go to my room. Yeah, I open my room and I get my combat armor on and my plasma launcher.
Actually, is our gear here?
Yes, because the dudes
ship
only
locked,
got... The,
right?
Well, yeah, then...
I locked the ship.
So I, like Mr. Sicarian, will smartly put my gear back on and immediately hit the terminal and just do, like, a ship's, you know, status check, like what I would normally do prior to a launch.
Okay. It's all already done. It looks like Pi has, like, run the boot up and, like, the ship is ready to roll. you just, as soon as you sit down and like sign in or whatever, one of the ship's cameras like notices that it's you, does like facial recognition. Message comes up on the terminal that says, it's like, welcome back. Sorry, I don't have any pizza ready for you.
All I do is put in less than 3. Get us the fuck out of here.
Okay, cool. So we see the, I think like a long pan out of the Swan Song kind of escorted by this drop ship as you leave El Haba's like orbit. And the camera, like you see the guy, the lone dude, like get overrun by these guys, and they come in and they start like shooting up at the ship. But you're already too kind of far out of the way and like go up out of orbit. And then just like the pan down at the beginning, but the inverse, we get El Haba and we pan away as the Swan Song takes off up into Space Town. So that's probably a good place for us to stop, I think.
Trying to find a sad song that
Victor
play, but...
no
let's all just take a moment to remember our favorite Victor Kovacs moments.
We
you
are
know
so
what
fucked.
You know what, the first time a character ever died was under Steven's DM, and I was so salty and mad, and actually I am so salty
that was
even
that was
now
good
that Victor is
Yeah, that was the moment where me and Sean actually realized that Wheat was visibly mad because we were giving him shit about it during the episode.
Was so mad.
And then he just was straight faced and didn't like laugh at all. And I messaged Sean, I was like, is Wheat all right? And he's like, dude, just
hey,
stop.
Hey, listen, the first roleplay character you lose is the worst. It is the worst. After that, I feel like.
And that was Lord Wyman. He was a cool character.
Oh, that's actually...
No, it was Lady Amsel. Lord Wyman still lives. He just has one arm.
Yeah.
So
right.
he will return.
Chat does win as the ship is like flying off. You hear the opening chords to Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like and Higgs with his hand at the window. Yeah. Just with his head down.
And you get the in the reflection of the glass as you leave the atmosphere, you see like Victor's face.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's like a weird like French cover of it too.
It's actually like Piani holding up my head behind.
Exactly. Cool. Well, let's do some shout outs here and then we'll call it a show. Jeff, man, why don't you start us off, man?
Just thanks everyone for tuning in. Awesome audience. Always love the show. Had a good time. Want to give a special shout out to Adam and hope that he remembers that we do gain experience every once in a while. It's been 9 weeks and we've got it once, I think. So
Maybe twice. We may have gotten it twice.
So let's talk about that for a second. So there's this thing in the game called goals, and none of you ever seem to write them. And if you just told me, like, yeah, my goal is to escape the hospital.
I just protected the crew at all costs without them knowing,
sure,
Adam.
I'm pretty sure that, like, episode 3, I had a goal that was, like, shoot a guy in the dick in a wheelchair. And I think it was, like, 5 million XP,
if I'm not mistaken. Hold on, but while we're on the topic, everybody, because you did complete you didn't do it successfully, but you did get through the adventure of Planet Subhadra, and this was kind of the tail end of that. Everybody gets 750 experience for that.
What are we at? 2625
right now?
Hold on.
And 2625, yeah. I remember specifically, Jeff, having a conversation with you where you said that you wanted to blow up stop the Subhadran drug thing. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. So you can have 300 experience for that.
So we had 750 and now 300 for me.
You get an extra 300. And then for getting out of this little like mini adventure jam, more or less alive. Sorry, Victor. Surviving characters, you can have another 300 for that.
So 1050 for not Mr. Sicarian.
1050 for everyone who isn't Sicarian, and you get 13.
Yeah.
So what's our total XP right now?
3,675.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, yeah.
3,675?
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
right.
So I level up.
So what?
Yeah. How do you level up?
Experts level at 3,000.
You know what? Fuck experts in this game. Fuck. They get rerolls. They get...
I need 25 more. Can we get 25 more experience?
Sorry, Jeff. It's going to be another 9 episodes.
Yeah, you got to wait. Episode 46. Okay, well, let's. While we got everybody on the hook here, Higgs, you want to roll your hit dice?
Yeah. So do I just roll 3d6 again?
Yeah, you re-roll the whole operation. What do you currently have for max hit points?
I'm losing voice. I don't know.
Points away. That's so silly.
Fuck. I don't know. My normal hit dice is d6.
Yeah.
So
well, the thing is, all it does is you just can't go. You can't lose hit points.
Yours is 7, I think.
I roll a 1 on the second? I'll go with 7 because I don't remember.
Let's go with 7. So you roll. Do you have a constitution bonus or penalty?
-1.
That's -1. Okay. So you're gonna roll 3d6, and you're gonna subtract 3. So it's -1 for each die. But you can't end up with lower than 7.
11.
Okay. So you got 11.
Yeah. Take it.
All right.
You did awesome.
I don't know. I'll just mark that down somewhere.
Okay. Yeah. So you
did 11. Also only subtract 1 though.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah.
So you have 9.
Right? Oh, okay. It's per. I didn't know it was per.
Oh, yeah.
Each die is penalized by your.
Gotcha.
Cool. And then you'll get more skill points. So you should be able to raise something to.
Yeah, I get 3 more skill points.
2 or whatever now. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I'll figure that out.
Okay.
I can raise it to +2 now. You said.
I think so. Well, let's talk about it. We'll talk about it on Skype later.
Okay, yeah, I'll just message you.
Sessions. So for you, because I'm going to be merciful to Steven here, because you participate in that adventure, you can start your character at, I guess, half of whatever that experience was that everybody just got.
So
you have
still level 2, right?
600, no, level 1. 600 and something, 625, or... What was the total that you got?
The total gained?
The
525.
Total gain from the two things, the two adventures you just
There's 1,025 for what we just gained.
1,050.
Yeah,
so it'd be,
or 1,050.
So five. You start with 525 for your next
Cool.
Game.
Sounds fine.
All right. Cool. Jeff, were you done with shoutouts?
Yes, sir.
Just thanks everyone for tuning in. Always follow us on Twitter. Mine's EG in Control. Thank you.
Cool. Wheat, why don't you go ahead?
Don't want to close my eyes. No, I'm just fucking her. Victor, man, I just want to dedicate this episode to you. Fucking Victor Kovacs was the man for fucking 9 episodes, and I'm really sad. But you know what? At the same time, I'm super excited to see what Steven's going to bring to us next. So there's like some optimism to that pessimism a little bit. Thank you for watching. I can't wait till the next episode. You can follow me at DJ Wheat, DJ Wheat on Twitch, all that good shit. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I appreciate it.
Cool. Steven, do some shout-outs, sir.
I think the appropriate message to give here at the end of this show, which is definitely about the show, is that for every unfortunate ending, there is a bright new beginning waiting in the future.
Amen to that.
So,
amen to that.
We'll see what happens next. I had a lot of fun. I don't mind losing characters, especially if they go down like a badass like Kovacs did. So,
running.
Yeah, running.
Don't
running
forget about
guy,
all the shit
running.
That happened last episode, too. I mean, fucking
Kovacs
Victor went
through, went
some
through
shit.
A lot. Yeah.
He died so, as he totally. Lived, falling down the stairs covered in other people's blood.
Yep.
He was awesome.
That's totally appropriate.
Before he died, he got a whole day alone with a corpse in a room.
Yeah, so he died happy, right?
Yeah.
That's an exciting time for Victor.
He was pretty happy that whole episode, despite dying.
Yeah. So, I think that's about it. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Silent Osiris, which is, like, wherever. It might be off to the left or right of me. And, yeah, see you guys next time.
Awesome stuff. Last but not least, Adam, do some shout-outs.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Oh,
you
God,
witnessed,
I didn't. I'm so sorry, Adam. Please, let me keep talking, and then I'll get you right character frame. I swear to God.
Someday.
This is not planned.
Episode 9. Here we are.
There we go.
Yeah, thanks for coming, everybody. Special thanks to Steven for dying like a champ.
Yeah.
Bonus points for dick pic. Piani, Dick, Pick, nicely done. Mr. Sicarian and the constant battles over other people's weapons. I'm just gonna imagine your character covered in weapons, like knives in your armpits.
I tried.
Like, it's beautiful. Make armor that is just weapons. It's good. I'm really excited to see where things go from here. I love this game. I'm having a great time with you guys.
You did a great job with the story, Adam.
Shout out to Stars.Numbers too. I'm actually a fan of the system, despite the fact
that... Shout out to Dungeon World. Boom. Brown nose complete.
All right.
Also, shout out to chat, because I have 9 con, and this character sheet was bugged originally, so I actually have 11 HP and not 9.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, snap. Fucking
boom. Get wrecked.
Awesome. So if you want to... I'll probably, for anyone who knows about or cares about these things, I'll probably do a GM turn soon. Maybe Saturday, we'll see, because I think it's almost time. Follow me on Twitter, at Skinny Ghost. I say fun things. You'll enjoy it, I promise. Plus, I'm so close to 5,000 followers, and that'll make me feel like a real person.
Yeah.
I'm so close to level 3.
Yeah. we talk about getting this 25 experience.
Where's my turkey bone experience?
Also,
for followers.
Another shout out to chat, because I actually have 12 HP, not 11.
So, yeah,
what is the chat doing to you right now?
Because I don't get any modifiers.
JP, we're just going to let chat play your character now.
Yeah. Twitch
plays JP.
Exactly. That's great.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for watching. That was a fun time.
Cool. I think that's it. First hour is already up over at youtube.com/JP. We'll render the rest of the stuff out. We'll get one out per day. I think we're going to talk about when we're playing next. So that should be up on the website a little bit later tonight, probably in about 20 minutes at most. And that's it. I'll do the rest of my shout-outs after the stream. So thanks, everyone, for coming in. Wheat, thanks for going to the Twitch offices. We'll see you guys next time here for Swan Song. We're out.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
For going to my place of employment.
Shut the fuck up, Wheat. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.